Well, New York's Governor Andrew Cuomo says the nation's worst hit state is starting to see a flattening of the curve and that all the numbers are on a downward slope. But there is also word today of an increase in cases in China and Singapore, two countries that appeared to be moving in the right direction. Let's get the big picture now from Jason Beaubien, NPR Global Health and Development Correspondent. Jason, first of all, where are things getting better and why?
So obviously, when you do look at the big picture on this pandemic right now, so much of the focus is on the U.S. And, you know, we've got more than 500,000 cases. And there is some good news coming out of the U.S. You know, nationwide, we're seeing a slowing of the growth rate, even in the hardest hit states. You're getting a flattening out of this curve on new cases. You know, we're going at the very top of that curve and starting to bend down. You know, New York had roughly 10,000 new cases a day. So we're still at a very high level, but we are not seeing that danger of an explosive outbreak in the U.S. like we were in danger of several weeks ago. So it does seem like this plateauing is a benefit of all the social distancing, the lockdown. So you know, if you're looking at where are things going well, definitely there is good news in terms of what's happening at the U.S. Things are still at an incredibly high level. We haven't managed to get all the way over that hump, but that's definitely good news. The other place where you're really seeing some good news is Europe. But again, it's sort of similar. It's ahead of us, Italy, Spain, France. They're seeing the number of new daily cases going down. Again, they're still at a fairly high level. You know, Italy is about 500 a day, but we are seeing some of this starting to come down.
What about places where things are still getting worse, and why is that happening where that's happening?
So you might be seeing headlines that cases are coming back in China, the problems in Singapore. So let's talk about those two right at the moment. China today announced 108 newly diagnosed cases. Of those, 98, so almost all of them, were imported cases. These are people who were traveling, Chinese nationals who'd come back. Most of that transmission is coming from Europe. There were only 10 local cases, and 7 of those were up at Heilongjiang. It's in the province in the very northeast of the country, up against the border with Russia. No new cases at all detected in Hubei. You know, there's some skepticism about some of the numbers coming out of China, but these are the same reporting systems that they've been using throughout. So it's a reasonable way to gauge what's happening there. And it does appear that they're keeping local transmission incredibly low in China. Singapore, on the other hand, you know, looked like it was doing fabulously. Last week, they finally went to a really tight lockdown. They finally closed their schools. They only have about 2,500 cases total there, but 1,000 of them were detected last week. These are not imported cases. They've had some outbreaks in some dormitories. So that's kind of surprising to see given how aggressive things were going there. And then Brazil is the other hotspot that a lot of people are keeping an eye on. You know, they've up to 22,000 cases. The death toll doubled last week. So there's definitely a lot of places where there's still things moving in the wrong direction.
You know, Jason, in the process of looking at where things are going well and where they aren't, we're learning more about the coronavirus. And one big question has been, will there be a drop off in cases when it gets warmer, as is the case with the seasonal flu? What do we know about that at this point?
So this is one of the big questions that's out there. If you look at where all of the worst outbreaks have been, Wuhan, Italy, New York City, these are in the Northern Hemisphere. They're in place. These happened during the cold months. It does appear with other respiratory diseases, influenza viruses, they spread much more easily in that cold environment. It's actually got to do with the humidity of the air is a lot less in the colder months, and the virus can move through the air more easily during that time. The question is that going to be the case with the coronavirus? And some people think yes, some people think no, but definitely we are already seeing transmission in hot, warm places. So this first year of having the coronavirus out and about, when so many people are completely naive, as they say, to it, don't have any immunity to it, scientists are saying that will sort of trump the effect that you might have gotten with seasonality. So even this first year, banking on, oh, we'll be fine once things start to get warm, scientists are saying don't count on it.
That is NPR Global Health and Development Correspondent Jason Beaubien. And Jason, thank you.
You're welcome.